And let's go next to Russia, where the body of former Russian President Boris Yeltsin is lying in state. He died yesterday from heart failure at the age of 76. Boris Yeltsin is remembered in the West as a man who stood on a tank to defy a coup, who broke up the Soviet Union, who ushered in democracy. That's how he's remembered in the West. To find out how he's remembered in Russia, we've called Fred Weir, Moscow correspondent for the Christian Science Monitor. Mr. Weir, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
How popular was Boris Yeltsin when he left office, end of 1999?
Well, he was virtually without any popular base at all by the time he shuffled out of power, largely because the decade of the 1990s in which he dominated was a time of disasters, of demographic crisis, economic and financial collapse, and the implosion of Russia's prestige on the world stage.
Demographic crisis, you're talking about an aging population, the fear of a shrinking Russia, and so forth?
Yes, but really high death rates among working-age people and elderly people dying prematurely because of poor pensions and loss of infrastructure. It really was, for Russians, a chaotic and painful decade. And this is what's freshest in their minds now, and that's why you do get an awful lot of negative commentary from Russians today about Yeltsin.
Was there a time that he was a hero to most Russians?
Oh, yes, he certainly was, and I'm sure that upon reflection, people will start to have that coming back to them. During the perestroika period under Gorbachev, Yeltsin was seen as the great hope for really fundamental change, and Gorbachev increasingly, as that perestroika period wore on and economic crisis grew, Gorbachev was seen as the guy who couldn't see beyond the horizon, who didn't have a vision for breaking free from communism. And Yeltsin was the popular hero who got elected to every new parliament and got elected the first president of Russia on the hopes. And of course, when he stood up on a tank and inspired people against that hardline coup in August 1991, that was definitely his finest moment, and he was wildly popular in Russia.
I'm trying to figure out what happened to Yeltsin's own policies. You mentioned that he stood on a tank and brought democracy to Russia, helped usher it in any case. But there was a later period when he was still president of Russia when didn't he end up having tanks fire on Russia's parliament building at some point?
Within 2 years of that, and it was the same freely elected parliament which he had defended in 1991. It's really hard to say, but the sense is that Yeltsin, though he was a magnificent rebel, he wasn't much of a positive, constructive leader. He certainly didn't deliver on the grand promises he made about what life in post-Soviet Russia would be like. And he quickly fell into a conflict with his erstwhile allies in the parliament, and that ended in gunfire in 1991 and hundreds of people dead in the streets of Moscow. And Yeltsin rewrote the constitution to make it a super strong presidency.
Which is what Vladimir Putin, his successor, has now taken advantage of.
Yes, he set the stage in a sense for Putin, although he wrote that constitution, he never really followed its logic to become a kind of an autocrat. Putin has certainly done that without changing a single word in the constitution.
And rolled back some of Yeltsin's most valuable contributions.
Sure.
Mr. Weir, thanks very much. Good talking
with
you.
Thank you.
Fred Weir is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. He's in Moscow, where the body of former Russian President Boris Yeltsin is lying in state. He died yesterday, and he will be buried tomorrow.